This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here for another hour to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call here. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Irene, and we got interrupted by the music, kept going, and then now we're back. So, Irene, let's get back into it here. It sounded like you had another question, possibly.
I did, Paul. I have been having a very, very busy summer, and I haven't been around a lot. And my roses, they were doing beautifully. And I had not been here to cut back the ones that had died. So now, yesterday, I went out and I cut them all the dead ones down. And I had something in the basement that I've had for a long time, and I didn't know if it would still be good. I couldn't find an expiration date. It's a product called Ortho Rose and Flower Dust. So okay. I was going to get rid of it because I know it's old, but I figured, well, I'd give it a shot. So I did put it on the roses. I hope I didn't do them any harm.
So I think everything expires, but if it doesn't have an expiration date on it, usually means it won't. The thing about it is it all depends on how you keep it stored, right? You have it in, you said it was in, did you say it was in the basement?
Yes.
Okay. So basements are usually the best place for something along those lines because a lot of these chemicals will actually separate in heavy heat, right? Heat is actually not our friend when it comes to these chemicals. They can separate. So you're on the right track there. The only thing, you know, I look at it and say is, what was the reason behind putting it on there? Just because you had it or because there was something going on?
Well, I noticed a lot of the leaves do have tiny holes.
Okay.
And some of them have white spots.
Okay. So I
didn't know if it was a disease, and I was going to look into, I was actually going to ask you for a product, the name of the product to use, the best one, because I do like bonide products. I've used them on other things. But, you know, I had this, and I figured, well, I had nothing to lose. I was going to throw it away, and figured I'd give it a try.
Well, I think you're on the right track there because usually during the summer months, there are a lot of issues that tend to happen when it comes to our roses. You know, I think you're okay by using it. I don't think it's going to be bad. The thing they've kind of looked at this point is some of the rose products, they want you to go more specific because that's like you said a rose and flower, ortho rose and flower?
Yes.
So what that really is all-purpose type product. Whereas if you're having specific issues that are disease-related or insect-related, they want you to just focus more on that, right?
Okay.
So it seems like you were saying that there's little pinholes that are little white dots on them.
Yeah.
I would almost suggest that it's most likely some sort of insect.
Okay.
Just basically, if they're little pinholes or little holes, it could be just a piercing, sucking type insect. So maybe when it cools down, because there's not much you can spray right now, using like an all seasons oil or a neem oil on your roses to try and combat those insects versus trying to worry about a disease. A lot of diseases will happen when we have lots of rain, lots of those issues. We haven't had rain, so it's more likely going to be an insect issue. So I would, that's going forward. Like I said, I don't think you're going to harm the plant by using what you've used. Going forward, let's focus a little more on insect versus both. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I think you're doing the right thing by using it up. The other thing is it's not something you can just throw away in the trash, right? Throwing chemicals into the trash isn't a good thing.
No.
So, by using them in the area, that's an easier way to get rid of them. So, all in all, it was a good thing to do.
Now, the container, when it's empty, and it almost is that, do you know if that's recyclable?
I'd just probably pop it in the trash just because of the chemicals that it's in it. Myself.
Right. Okay. All right.
Just as a safety type thing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Already?
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Irene. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Really quick, I got an email about 15-20 minutes ago. Nancy, that is definitely Blossom End Rot. If you're listening, it's definitely Blossom End Rot. The tomatoes have the bottom of them that are browning, turning black. You're probably going to see that a lot. The calcium deficiency, calcium into the soil will help. Got to do it in the spring, though, to really be effective. You can do it multiple times during the season, so it's something to think about. Now let's get into the calls. Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Wrentham.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. We were away for a week on vacation, and I got this ginkgo tree, and I had it for about 10 years. I got it from a seedling.
Okay.
I got it from my nephew. Anyway, it's about 11 feet tall and about an inch in diameter, maybe an inch and a half. So it's really starting to go, but we got back from vacation, and I know it's a drought question, but all the leaves are yellow, and it's got cold water on it. But will it come back next year?
Yeah, no, it definitely will. So it's stressed out, and it's showing it by, the leaves turning yellow. You're probably going to see some premature, like, leaf drop, right? That's part of it. So what I want you to do is just make sure you're watering it when you can, heavily, deeper soakings. The other thing I want you to look at, which I think will help you for next year, is fertilize with a tree tone this fall, okay? But at half the rate that you would in the spring, and then fertilize it again in the spring at the regular rate with tree tone to really bring it back, give it something to get through the winter. Because it's stressed. That's the major issue here.
Yeah.
I don't think the plant's going to be harmed. The thing is if it were to happen like year after year for a number of years, it could definitely long-term effects. But right now, I'm seeing it. I was looking out the window in my backyard between the last break, the 8 and 9, and I was seeing leaf drop in the back. Oaks, maples, all that stuff. And you're going to start to see that a little bit earlier. And so it's the stress. They'll be good next year. You just got to help them out a little bit.
Okay. And then one other quick question. Purple coneflower.
Yep.
I read online, because I had no petals last year, that it could be mites getting into the plant. So I used that Drench RX, but kind of like you do for roses.
Yeah.
Early in the spring. And it worked, and I had a lot of success with a lot of petals, and it was looking great, but now they're all falling off again. I don't know if it's the heat and the dry or if the mites came back, and I don't want to use that Drench again because the bees go to it a lot, you know.
No, understandable, and that drench, to be honest, isn't available in Massachusetts as of July 1st anymore, so I can get why you wouldn't want to use it.
I guess I had it left over from last year, so.
Well, no, it's fine for you to use as long as you have it. The imidacloprid is what's considered a neonic, and they say it can be harmful, especially the way it is to some of the bees. So that's why.
Yeah.
That being said, it could be just tons of stress that the plant's going through. The good thing, so for a drench like that, Bayer or BioAdvance now has come out with a non-neonic rose and flower drench, same type of thing. So we'll look for that in the spring. But I think what's happening is, you know, they are drought tolerant, echinacea. But when you get the amount of lack of rain that we've had, it can cause them to not flower or keep their petals. What I'd like to see you do for next year is once they start to develop that, you know, that cone, that flower, use a liquid bloom booster. So something with a heavy phosphorus level, because what it does is it goes to the blossom and holds that blossom and helps it stay longer. So it's definitely something to look at going forward. I just think it's the drought.
All right,
John.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Let's get right into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Betty is in Somersworth.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. So we planted 31 arborvitae trees a couple months ago. And we've been watering them like every day and now like every other day.
Yep.
They have brown, you know, they have a couple of brown leaves on some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know if we're watering too much or not enough. And then we're worried about the deer this winter.
Understand
what we do about that.
So is the brown on the tips or on the inside?
Well, more like on the inside and maybe underneath, right under the trees.
Yeah, so the brown on the inside is actually okay, right? It's a little early for it, but they do what's called fall shedding, where they get rid of some of the needles from the inside so that they can thin out a little bit to allow the green to flow on the top. It's really natural for the plant to do it. I don't think you're going to be able to overplant. Overwater at this point. So I don't think it's that. I think part of it's just a little bit to do with stress, right? Stress of the plant.
Uh-huh.
So definitely the watering that you're doing is great. What I'd look for you to do in this fall, you said you just planted them?
Yeah, like 2 months ago.
Okay. And how big were they when you planted them?
Maybe 3 to 4 feet.
Okay. So did you use any fertilizer when you put it into the soil, like a Biotone starter or something like that?
Yeah, we used fertilizer, peat moss. We mixed it with other soil, other soil before we did it. And then we put mulch around it.
All right, perfect. So the thing is when a plant is being into the ground the first year, you don't want to use like a Holytone or a Plantone in the fall like you normally would, but I definitely want you to use it in the spring at the regular rate to give the plant something to start the season with. All right. Now, as far as the deer, it's not easy. But there are products out there that are from Bonide called Deer and Rabbit Control. That's a good one. It's a deer and repellent. They come in like a hose end spray where you can spray. They last up to 30 days unless we get like a heavy rain. There's another product out there, Bob-X. Bob-X has a good product for deer. It will last, I believe, 30 to 45 days. You spray it over the entire plant. You'd have to do it a couple times. I know it's probably not easy to do in the middle of winter, but okay. it is a product that will work. I find that you're kind of trying to train them in the fall into early winter, and that's when you're spraying it. And then the winter, they kind of have already gone there, so they might try something different, right?
Okay. Yep.
But Bob-X is a really good one. You can buy it in a concentrate. You can buy it in a ready-to-use. Take a look at your local garden center. If they don't carry it, you could always get it online. But Bob-X is a good one for deer.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you very much. Yep.
All right, Betty, you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll get the next one started here, Nathan, before the break, so we can get them in. So who's up next?
Josh is in Cape Cod.
Good morning, Josh. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How are you today?
How are you doing this morning? Happy Sunday.
Yeah, it's a bit warm, but that's all right.
It certainly is. So I got an opinion and then a question.
Sure.
I bought from local garden center. I bought a big boy cherry tomato plant.
Okay.
And it's approximately, I would say, 2.5 feet tall. It's in a 10 inch octagon shape.
Yep.
Bucket. I've got like 70 tomatoes on that thing.
Wow.
It went completely crazy, but I keep it watered. I don't let it dry out. And it gets plenty of sun, but I'm taking 10 to 12 tomatoes off it every day for the
That's
past,
amazing.
Geez, 3 weeks at least.
That's perfect.
And then I have a blueberry bush that I bought. I haven't planted, but
all right.
I think
Josh, hang tight for a second. I'm going to hit a break. I want to hear about that blueberry bush on the other side. We'll be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
USA Radio News.
A North Carolina county has begun stocking schools with AR-15s to, quote, be prepared in case of a mass shooting. Madison County Sheriff Buddy Harwell first announced the plan back in June, pledging to arm all school resource officers with the rifle in case anyone, quote, tries to come in and destroy our children. Now, according to the Asheville Citizens Times, the plan is in full swing. County residents are said to have donated funds for the rifles and equipment, all of which is said to be stored at an undisclosed location in the schools for deputies to retrieve in case of an active shooter. A number of children may have been exposed to monkeypox after an adult at an Illinois daycare center tested positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
The Pentagon has rejected a request from the District of Columbia seeking National Guard assistance in what the mayor has called a, quote, growing humanitarian crisis, prompted by thousands of migrants being bused to the city from Texas and Arizona. This all began when Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey announced plans to send busloads of migrants to Washington, D.C. in response to President Joe Biden's decision to lift a pandemic-era emergency health order that restricted migrants' entry numbers by denying them a chance to seek asylum. As of mid-July, about 5,200 migrants have been bused from Texas to D.C. since April, and more than 1,300 have been sent from Arizona since May. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Josh. We heard about the tomatoes, which are incredible. And then you were starting to talk about the blueberries. We got cut off by the commercial here, so I want to hear about them. How can we help you with it?
All right. So, and one quick little thing.
Sure.
The tomato plant came from, you know, a wholesale, market. It wasn't from a nursery, which completely surprised me.
Yep.
Because usually those plants don't do as well as ones from nurseries. But I, like I said, I still can't believe how many. And it's still flowering, Patrick. That's still awesome, flowering. But the blueberry bush, I bought the blueberry bush. And like I said, I haven't planted it yet. I keep it watered well. It's got on the top of the pot these, it almost looks like little pieces of rice. And they're like a very light beige color. I think it may be to hold the moisture on top of the soil. I don't know.
Yep.
That I'm not familiar with. But so when I bought it, about 2.5 feet tall, 3 feet tall, and had, I would say about 75 blueberries. They weren't ripe, but they were there. And then all of a sudden, I start coming out in the morning, and the blueberries are missing. So I thought at first it was rabbits. So I put it up high, like on top of a 30-gallon bucket.
Yeah,
and to try to get them not to jump up there. It's not them. It's the birds.
Yep.
So the birds are hitting my blueberry bush. I need some advice because it's starting to grow more. And before they assassinate it again, yeah. Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, so blueberries are one of those ones that do well with actually some netting over the top of them. I've seen people who have some blueberry plants, the high bush blueberries, the ones that are going to get taller. They've basically built like a structure around it and put netting over the top of it. So the netting is small enough. It lets the water particles, all those things in. Because the birds, when it comes to blueberries, are your natural enemy, not the rest of the nature out there. The birds are the ones that are picking them. So if you can protect it by using a netting and keeping it over the top of it, you can definitely be successful with it.
I thought so, and I did think so, but I figured I'd call you and ask you, and two other things.
Sure.
One, I called you about advice for taking cuttings from my Pothos ivy, and
yep.
you suggested cut the bottom of the stem about a half inch in half before you put in the rooting hormone.
Yep.
And that worked out great. They
are Perfect.
Thriving. And there's one more thing. I'm afraid to plant the blueberry bush right now because on the Cape it's so dry, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to, you know, get enough water, because you know you have to water 2 or 3 feet around the perimeter of that plant.
Definitely,
you know what I mean. I need a little advice. Should I maybe just not plant it and put it in the garage for the winter? I don't know what to do.
So I would wait another month or so to plant it. But long-term goal for a plant like that is to get into the ground. You don't necessarily have to plant the blueberry. You can keep it in a decent container, move it out during the seasons. That would be fine too. But it'll thrive off of the soil. And once
right.
it gets established, it'll start to pull some of that water from the ground when it's actually, you know, when we actually have rain versus just the container that it's in. Right? Because it can only take what's there. Whereas if it grows
That's
a root
right.
system, it can take from other areas.
Right.
So I would still wait while it's, you know, hot. It's, you know, hot summertime. Wait till September-ish, and then plant it at that point, and I think you're going to be okay. It's just
now, should I get it in, like hot sun, or all morning, or all afternoon? I'm not quite sure of that either.
You know, a lot of them will take full sun, which means almost all-day sun. So I think you could
okay.
be all right. You know, having a little bit of shade helps probably cool it off. You don't have to water as much. If you have a little bit of
yep.
the shade or dappled sun, that can help it.
Yep.
So, you know, ideally it can last in full sun. I've seen them underneath like cover trees, but I think you'll be okay if it's in full sun. You just probably have to water a little bit more.
Now, do you think I need to maybe fertilize it next year or not?
Well, definitely. You want to make sure that
okay.
the soil is very acidic, right? So it is a acidic-loving plant, so you could use a soil acidifier in the spring. But I'd also,
yep.
I would look at, like, fertilizing with a halitone or something like
okay.
that, right? Because it likes more acidic-type soils.
Yeah, I have some roadies around the yard that are 28 feet tall.
Yep. Wow.
Huge. Like you see at Heritage Plantation in Sandwich. Like,
yeah.
Huge. Yeah. Like amazing. Like they got to be at least 35 years old.
Well, so that means you have some really acidic soil, which is good. Which is good for your blueberry because it loves the acidic soil. So that means it probably will thrive there.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is great advice. And let me tell you, I miss your old man Dealey, and you're doing a great job, man. You're doing just as good as your old man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
Alrighty.
Have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Tim's in Martha's Vineyard.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thanks. I was wondering if I'm correct with the sun. There can be moisture in the soil, but I think that my grass is turning yellow. It's, the blades are dying on the top. I just think it's because of the intense heat from the sun. And no air circulation. I think top dies, but I think the roots are fine.
Yes.
I water it, and probably other plants too can look wilted. And then the heat of the sun is so intense that that dies. But there could be, it's not because it's not getting enough water from the ground. Is that correct?
Yeah, so your lawn right now is going to be brown. It's going to be looking like it's dead, but it's not officially dead, honestly. I think a lot of it has to do with the plant is going dormant to a point where it's trying just to protect itself. Right?
Yeah.
It's just trying to go to the next level and be strong. And the best way it can do it is just focus on the root system, and that's what the plant's doing. So I definitely,
yeah, that's what
I definitely, you know, it the plant's fine. Honestly, I think it's gonna be okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So definitely
and
definitely
yeah,
good.
The you could water it and the ground could be moist, but still it doesn't work because the sun is frying the top of the plant. Falls the sun.
Yeah, so if it's just, if the water is just getting into the top of the plant, yeah, and the sun hits it, it'll dry out quicker. That's why we want to have longer periods, yeah, of rain and water, because mm-hmm. the deeper the water goes, the better it is for the root system to develop. So that's what we're looking for, is the deeper waterings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then the top above the ground could still be fried from just the heat of the sun.
It really could. It could, yeah, but
that's what I think is happening. It's not because it's not getting enough water in the soil.
No, it. I mean, it has something to do with the water not getting in there, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I do.
Uh-huh.
Alrighty?
Okay. Okay, all right. Thank you.
Sounds good, Tim. You have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Irene is on the Cape.
Irene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Peter, well, as you know, we have a drought, and we have a water ban on Cape Cod, but my sprinkler comes on twice a week. But I have about 20 primroses, and I didn't have one blossom on any of them this spring. And now I'd like to separate them, and my daughter would like some. And when would be a good time to separate them and transplant them?
Well, I would be waiting till fall or mid to late September,
mm-hmm.
right? I think that's a cooler time for it to happen. It's just too hot right now.
Yeah.
So wait till about middle of September to the last week of December to do that.
Yeah, and the foliage doesn't look great. It's only so-so. Should I remove some of those dead leaves or just leave them be?
I'd remove some of the dead leaves
mm-hmm.
because the dead leaves aren't doing anything for the plant.
Mm-hmm.
I would remove them because it'll allow the plant to focus on the rest of the plant versus trying to fix the dead leaves.
But I should wait until probably September then would be the best idea.
To plant it, to split it and do all that. You can
yeah.
clean it up with the dead leaves right now.
Okay, I've been doing that. Sort of.
But plant it up, move the plant later on.
Okay, very good. This is your day for Cape Cod, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you,
yep.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice day, goodbye.
You too. All right, our phone number, 855-660-4261. We got some more on there, Nathan?
For sure. Ed's in the south end of Boston.
Ed, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you kindly. I have some tree lilies that are growing in my front yard in essentially the equivalent of a half a whiskey barrel.
Okay.
It's partly shaded. Last year, they came up really, really splendidly. They came up to about 5 feet the way that they're supposed to be.
Yep.
This year, I've had only one that sort of came up and stopped growing at about 2 feet, and I got a total of one bloom. Over the winter and in the spring, I left my soil and bulb booster and stuff like that. And this year's been sort of it's been a bust.
Gotcha. All right, so we'll go into a few details. Yeah, so let's go into a few details on the other side of the break. So hang tight with me. I don't want to get started and then get cut off. So hang tight. On the other side of the break, we'll talk about your tree lily and see what we can do to get it to thrive next season and go on from there. So hang tight with me. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Ed out of the South End. He was talking about his tree lilies, and they weren't doing great this year. Last year, they did what they were supposed to. This year, not so much. Now,
yeah,
right.
I should add, Patrick, that last year I cut them back to about 2 inches above the ground at the very, very end of the season. When, okay. when the leaves and so on had already obviously given up getting prepared for this year.
Okay. And did you mulch over them at all, or did you just kind of let them go?
I pretty much just let them go.
Okay. You said they were in whiskey barrels or, like, containers like that?
A pot.
Pots?
A ceramic pot. About the size of a whiskey barrel.
Okay. So my one concern would be that maybe something happened to the bulb themselves over the winter with, frost. The freeze-thaw effect that can happen on
right.
some of them. And so that's why I was asking, what you do for that. Now, have you been doing this for multiple years and never had an issue prior, or is this something you just did last year?
Last year was the second year.
Okay.
For the bulbs. They came up sort of in the first year, which is to be expected. Last year, they essentially all came up, all very tall and very blossomy and very fragrant. And this year, it was sort of a couple of shoots came up about two feet and then decided to hell with it.
Okay. So there could be a couple things going on. One could have been, it's overcrowded from a couple years where it's just gotten so many bulbs that have grown from the sides. That's something
okay.
that sometimes happens. There also could be... maybe did you notice any bugs on it early when it was small?
No bugs.
Because sometimes the lily leaf beetle can do that to the lily when it's young is dwarf it sometimes. You don't always see it right at the beginning. So that could have been an issue that had happened to it early in the season. What I would look for you to do this fall, okay, so once the plant that is there, you know, and you said there's not a lot to it, once that's kind of died back a little bit, I want you to dig into that container. I want you to look at the bulbs and see, are they all still viable? Some might be there, but they might be really soft.
Okay.
And that could have been part of it, that it's affecting the others. The other thing is, if it's completely full of bulbs, it's too compact and they're all competing for the same water, same everything. But what it's also going to do is going to allow you to replant them. Take a look at the soil. Add some, you know, some compost, some of those things. The other thing is you can actually overwinter the lily bulbs, like, inside if you wanted to. But that's up to you. Again, you've left them outside previously, and there was no issues. But the thing is I think part of it could have something to do with some of the bulbs just died back from winter damage. Right? And so what some people will do is they'll take them indoors and put them in, like, a basement. They'll take the bulbs and put them in, like, a cardboard box and really just throw, like, vermiculite or perlite over the top to keep some of the moisture in, but let the air circulate around it so they don't dry out.
Okay, that's not feasible for me. But.
So, yeah, so... Well, what I want you to really do to make it work is just check in and see what the what's going on with the bulbs, because I think there's an issue there somewhere underneath, and that's the harder part here.
Okay, that could very well be. When I water the pot, it seems to be easily saturated.
Yep.
So maybe I
think there could be something going on with the bulbs, and that's what you're running into. Alrighty.
Well, thank you kindly. Enjoy the day.
You too, Ed. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
All right, so that's going to wrap us up. I will be back next Sunday. For those of you in the New Hampshire area, listen to me tomorrow. I'll be on with WKBK with Dan in the morning to speak at 9 a.m. just to answer some more of your questions out there. And that's WKBK 94.1 with Dan Mitchell. Everybody, have a great week. Get out there. Be good to me. Yeah, whatever.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.